Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to anchor down and listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. My name is Max Hurd. I'm your host, Thursday, October 29th. And for the first time in 3 weeks, we've got a Vanderbilt football game coming up on Saturday. That's big. That is big. 2 weeks ago, the game against Missouri postponed because of COVID-19 and contact tracing absences for the Vandy team. Last week was their scheduled bye. This week on Halloween, it seems like all systems are go to face Ole Miss. 3 o'clock, SEC Network at Vanderbilt Stadium. Andre Mintz is our Vanderbilt Football Weekly player interview this week. Fifth-year senior edge rusher, outside linebacker, defensive lineman from Philadelphia. He is best known for his YouTube series, Dre Mintz TV. We'll talk about that. Check it out. He does vlogs every game day and also did a vlog of Vandy cornerback Alan George proposing to his girlfriend, who is a Vanderbilt cheerleader. So Andre's gotten a lot of love for that. I love the videos. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the defense getting back to full strength after missing a lot of bodies, both in the South Carolina game and in practice after that because of COVID-19 positives and contact tracing. We'll talk about two of the players who missed that game and why they have so much value, Donovan Kaufman and Deshaun Jerkins. Andre will give us his assessment on the performance from his group, the edge rushers so far this season, what they can do better, and also why he memorized how many sacks his position coach had playing college ball for USC in the early 2000s. Subscribe to the Anchor Down Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. Andre Mintz, Vanderbilt fifth-year senior linebacker, joins us. Andre, thanks for doing this.
I appreciate you for even reaching out.
You are one of the co-captains of the Vanderbilt defense that has been missing a lot of guys the last couple of weeks because of COVID-19 and contact tracing. What's that been like for your unit?
It's been different. A lot of young guys had to step up in positions that our coaches, of course, believe that they're ready for. A lot of guys got to play early. A lot of young guys got to get game time experience and quality reps in a game. And that's just keys to their development and also our development as a defense, just solidifying our depth.
Some DBs were absent for that last game against South Carolina. And then after that, some more players were absent for the week of practice that was supposed to lead into Mizzou. What was the lowest number of starters or regulars that you guys had for any specific day on defense in practice?
I'm not really too sure of that, but again, it's not really about starters and second string. We're all being coached and prepared to be starters. If they're not a starter, they're a future starter. That's how we look at it. So I'm not really sure on the specifics of numbers. We did, of course, have missed a lot of people in practices, but I wouldn't signify a starter and the person who's not a starter. We're all just a part of a defense and positions. You know what I mean? So I can't really give you too many specifics on the numbers because I'm not sure of it. But, yeah.
When the defense is in a situation like that, what's your role as a captain and a vocal leader throughout this?
My role is the same thing as everyone is here. It's just to preach to people to do their jobs and at a high level. You know what I mean? If I set the edge, then the linebacker will have a clean read. If the linebacker has a clean read, DBs has a clean read, and that helps the safety. You know, just playing our roles and as individuals so it can come together in unison. You know what I mean? It doesn't change no matter if it's 11 of us in a huddle or 30 of us in the same huddle. It's the same sentiment. You know, preach discipline, alignment, assignment, and play. Do your job at a high level.
Vandy fifth-year senior edge rusher and defensive co-captain Andre Mintz is our guest here on the Anchor Down Podcast. What's communication like with the players who are either COVID-19 positive or are contact traced during this? Are they watching practice on their computers? Are you guys seeing them in virtual position meetings like you normally would?
Yes. Zoom has been what's probably the most used tool this year. So that is just them on a Zoom call. You see them, you know, you interact with them, you talk to them normally. But they're just on the Zoom call. It's the only difference.
Do you feel like two of the key guys on defense, Donovan Kaufman and Deshaun Jerkins, are back and ready to be at full strength this week?
I do. I'm excited to see those guys play at a high level. You know what I mean? Also, I'm excited to see all of our defense and everybody on our defense play at a high level because, you know, it's been a long 2 weeks. Watched a lot of football, and I'm just ready to get our own crack at it at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
I want to talk about each of those two safeties individually. Deshaun Jerkins first. I feel like we could make the argument that he's the most valuable player on the team. Where do you think he is most valuable?
Right at his position, whether it be on punt, whether it be on kickoff, whether it be at safety, anywhere he's on the field is a plus for us. He's wise beyond his years. He's a very mature player. He approaches the game like a pro. And I just love being around him and love watching his process. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just watch what he does, and it's infectious, that type of attitude to have. And we're very fortunate to have him on our defense.
You said that Jerkins is wise beyond his years. He's 2 years younger than you and a second-year starter on this defense. Was there a moment or anything you remember where you realized, hey, this guy is for real right now?
I would say when I seen him consistently prepare as a pro. You know what I mean? I take pride in my process, and I come to the facilities early. I'm in the meeting room late, and seeing him do that consistently at a very high level, and even watching him right now, he's doing extra field work. I'm like, that's when I knew that he's very serious about his craft, he's very serious about football, and I was really fortunate to be around him and call him a friend and a teammate. That just seeing him be consistently the first one in and the last one to leave, that same mentality that's consistent and it's infectious, of course, because you know he brings guys along with him. But when I really noticed that he was consistent with that attitude, that's when I knew he was, oh, okay, he understands the value of this position to be in, and he understands the value of preparation.
High praise and well-deserved for Deshaun Jerkins. The other safety now is a true freshman, Donovan Kaufman. It seemed pretty obvious over the summer that Kaufman was going to get a chance to play, and in the games he's been available to play, he's barely come off the field. What made him ready to start from day one, Andre?
I think he just has a great feel for football. You know, he came in and hit the ground running with, you know, 2020 has been like no other, but nonetheless, he's made it all about football, and he put his best foot forward to get himself on the field. And you only could commend someone like that and you know, just support him in every shape, form, or facet because, you know, the SEC is a grown man league, and to be able to come in and play at a high level at such a young age is commendable.
Talking with Andre Mintz, Vanderbilt edge rusher, fifth-year senior defensive captain. All right, enough about the DBs, Andre. Let's talk about your position group. What do you think so far of the season that you've had and that your fellow backers and D-linemen have had?
I think we can play better. You know, the first week we came out pretty hot. We set a very high standard, and I think that is just that high standard has been the precedent ever since, and we've been trying to attain that and push past that. I like the guys we have in our room. We have really talented people from the inside to the outside, and I think that our best ball is ahead of us as we go into our fourth game. It feels like we've been here for so long, but it's only the fourth game. So I'm just excited to see what those guys do this week. And, I just love being around those guys, and I think they compete in a high level, and they're extremely talented and technically sound.
Did you know that Texas A&M has not allowed a sack since the game against Vanderbilt?
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Makes what you guys did against them even more impressive, but I agree with you that was a very strong first start. And now, kind of with 2 weeks off, you got a new defensive coordinator. The linebackers have a new position coach this year. What's been the value of that extra time? I know everybody hasn't been there, but what have you guys made progress on since the last time we saw you in a game?
We made progress on fundamentals, you know what I mean? Being able to set the contact, have your eyes in the right place, have good hand placement. That's been a sentiment from special teams to offense to defense these entire 2 weeks. It's been a long 2 weeks, but what we've really focused on is doing what we do best and just focusing on the fundamentals. You know what I mean? It may sound mundane, but we just try to master the mundane. That's something that we were preached at this week, just being able to focus on the little things and exceed in those areas. You know what I mean? Because it's going to pay off on Saturday.
Do you feel like you guys did those things well against South Carolina until the game got away, like up until it was maybe 17-0?
I feel like we could have played better in – I mean, there's no perfect football play, but I felt like at a certain point in the game, we were firing at a high level. Ultimately, we got to finish. We got to play all four quarters at that same level, and we got to get the ball out more. We got to get to the quarterback. That's really how I feel about it. We may have shown glimpses, but we have to put it together for all four quarters and fire on all cylinders.
Vandy linebacker Andre Mintz is on the phone. Andre, what do you like or appreciate about the ways that Ted Roof has used you in the defense this year?
I just appreciate his ability to put guys in position that they best are suitable at in terms of their skill set. I just appreciate his ability to listen and understand who we have in the room and the type of guys that we have and what areas they exceed at. Again, he's been doing this for longer than I've been alive, so he just leads the way, and I just follow it to the best of my ability and my position coaches as well. I just appreciate him for being himself, you know, bringing himself into this program and really spreading his wings and connecting to each and every one of us.
When you go into position meetings, do you meet with the D linemen or the backers?
The D line outside linebackers are together under Coach Kenichi Udeze, so we are all as one unit. Well, the outside, I would say the defensive ends, I'm sorry, and the outside linebackers are together. We're all with Coach KU.
So that's the edge group.
Yes.
And KU is new this year to the team. He's a Coach Ed Ogeron protege, played for him at USC, was with him last year on the staff for the national title at LSU. When a position coach comes in and the defensive coordinator is new, what can a coach like that do in year one, especially with someone like you who he, unless you take a sixth year, which you will have the opportunity to do next year because of COVID-19, will probably only have 1 year to work with you?
Whoever Coach Mason hires, he hired these two well-suited coaches. I mean, as a player, all I can do is just listen. You know what I mean? You never know too much information. You never know everything. So me talking to Coach KU and Coach Ted Roof, I am just an absolute sponge being around them. I ask Coach KU questions all times of the night because, you know, he did it at a high level. He did it at the highest level. He won a natty as a coach and as a player. So as my perspective is, what can I learn from him each and every single day? And you can ask him. I literally bombard him with questions. I'm asking him questions all times of the day. I just, even when he first got here, I just like to pick his brain because he's done it. He's seen it at the highest level. He's actually physically done it. He has 16.5 sacks in 2003. I study his stats when he got here. I just love and appreciate Coach KU. So as a player, all I can do is just listen and try to embody every single coaching point that he gives me to the best of my ability, as we all do in that room. And yeah, that's pretty much it. You just got to be a player and let the coaches coach. You know, that's simple as it gets. That's a simple game. You know what I mean? It's simple dynamic.
Andre Mintz, Vandy football linebacker, is our guest. There have been a lot of different looks on the defensive front in the 5 years you've been with Vandy football, Andre. How would you sum up the different things that you guys have done, whether it's three down linemen and two backers on the edge like we've seen a lot this year, or times where only one lineman was down and a lot of linebackers were blitzing, things like that over the history of your time with Vandy?
I would say I think that shows you the versatility, the defensive minds that we have in this place, and just, you know, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't, and just, you know, going through changes and see what scheme best fits our personnel. The situation, of course, again, that's just coaches being coaches, you know, and all I can do is align where I need to be aligned and play my assignment to the best of my ability. It's been different each year. It's been interesting. It's been fun. You learn a lot of tricks and things based on the fronts and differences. You learn a lot of skills in the process. But again, we just all try to align in the correct places our coach needs to play and do our job at a high level.
Andre Mintz is on the phone. He's also on YouTube. If you have not watched his game day vlogs, you really should. Search Andre Mintz on YouTube, the first 48 video series. He's 30 subscribers away from 1,000, by the way. We're at 970, and you said there's a big prize for the 1,000 subscriber?
Yeah, I can't tell you what it is until we get to 1,000 subscribers, but they'll like it. We're so close, you know what I mean? It's like, why not join? You know, why not watch a vlog? I say at least watch a vlog first and decide off of that. I guarantee one laugh per vlog. And yeah, that's not too much to ask for.
I am proud to say I've watched every single game day episode. It starts on Friday, goes to the team hotel, and then takes you right up until kickoff. Inside look at what the team does to get ready for a game. Inside look at your specific game prep. I've really enjoyed it, so I cannot recommend it enough. And it's hilarious, too. There are some really funny moments. There's a question of the day. You'll ask a lot of different guys in the hotel a funny question about their life. What are some of your favorite moments from those game day series?
Some of my favorite moments, of course, is just picking the guys' brains during snack. Ultimately, it's different this year, you know, with COVID and everything. But just, just you know, being able to show my teammates' personality on camera is something that I really enjoy. And even me watching and editing it, I found myself laughing and just enjoying every bit of the content. Even some of the stuff that don't make the vlog, I just enjoy my teammates in general and allowing them to show themselves in the most vulnerable way on camera.
It's great, and I agree 100%. If I can editorialize on it, we never get to see your guys' faces. We see you guys in uniform. We see you guys under helmets, and we've gotten to see so much personality from you and your friends and your teammates in this show. My personal favorite is James Bostic, by the way. He was so really funny. In the two episodes where you were talking about, like, childhood love stories, one was your breakup stories from high school, and one was your first kiss. On both of those topics, he had tons of stuff and was so funny. So James Bostic cracks me up, and I wouldn't know that without those videos.
Yeah, that's funny. It's that he's actually my neighbor. Like, we literally live next to each other, and he loved being on the vlog. He's always asking about it. He's always trying to find his way to get into the vlog. But yeah, he's pretty hilarious. See his personality. He's a funny guy. But again, yeah, you're right. People wouldn't know that unless, you know, you put a camera in front of him, ask him some random questions.
The man's had like 10 breakups too. Pretty funny. Hopeless romantic James Bostic. There are certainly some serious moments in the video series too. You've opened up a lot about your family and your personal life, your upbringing in Philadelphia and your goals. What allows you, just personality-wise, to be so open about your personal life in a format like that?
Being in Vanderbilt for such a long time, I grew as a person. You can ask anyone. I came here pretty closed off, didn't want to talk to anybody, you know what I mean? Inner city kid, so kind of chip on my shoulder. But as I've grown and made lifelong relationships, I just figured, oh, why not share myself with the world? And I just carried that same sentiment when I picked up the camera. And for the most part, in terms of the goals and everything like that, I just, a part of me loving the craft of videography and stuff like that, I just want to document all these things so when it do happen, I can look back and be like, wow, you know what I mean? This is something I've planned and thought of for so long. And when they do come into fruition, it'll be a cool moment to bring full circle. You know what I mean? Just look back and see everything that took place, everything that was said, that process to do that, and how that all came to life.
Andre Mintz, go watch the video series, Dre Mintz TV on YouTube, First 48. We've got all the videos through this season out now. The Alan George proposal video got all the love and got the big clicks and the mentions from ESPN, but the game day vlogs are, for my money, really where it's at. And final question for you, Andre. This is a fun one. I don't know if you heard what Derek Mason said this week about Cam Johnson, who's a wide receiver, potentially being the team's holder if Harrison Smith is still out. Did you hear what he said?
No, I did not.
All right. I'm going to play it for you. This is Derek Mason on Cam Johnson having good hands and being able to hold for field goals.
He's been doing it all year. So he did some a year ago. He was our backup holder. But in this situation, man, you always cross-train guys. And so we have three or four holders on standby. But I feel comfortable with Cam. Our kickers feel comfortable with Cam. And I think that's really all that matters. I mean, we know he's pretty sure-handed. So between playing basketball, football, man, he's not bad in tennis, and he's got a pretty mean golf game. So at the end of the day, I trust his hands.
What do you think about Derek Mason hyping up Cam Johnson, the holder?
I'd agree. He's, you know, check his track record in Nashville, Tennessee. He's a winner in a bunch of sports. I wouldn't tell him that, you know, going against him every single day. But he is a winner. He took his track record. He's a basketball state champ, football. You know, he knows what he's doing when it comes to having the ball in his hands. And I can't contest that. I can't argue with it, to be honest.
If there's one thing that would make Vandy's field goal unit more fun right now, it's a wide receiver holding. So I am all in favor of it. I'm all in favor of it. Andre Mintz, thanks so much for doing this. Enjoy getting back on the field on Saturday. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much to Vandy fifth-year senior edge rusher Andre Mintz for joining the Anchor Down podcast as our weekly player guest. We got a game in 2 days. You know what that means. Time for the Arrested Development Reference of the Week here on the Anchor Down podcast.
Time to seal the deal.
Oh, wait. What time is it? Oh, God, seal the deal. My seal deal. I got to get to Sealand. I'm selling 5 of their sickest seals to a third world zoo.
Did you say seals?
Yes, I told you like 4 hours ago. I sell seals. God, you ever listen to what I say?
Ken Seals opened to seal the deal this weekend for the Commodores in what would be his first collegiate win. And boy, are they going to need him to throw for big yardage to beat this Ole Miss team. That's Amy Poehler portraying Job's one-night stand wife, season one of Arrested Development, the seal dealer. And Vandy's hoping that the seal is going to deal this weekend. I think Ken Seals might have to double his season passing total if Vandy's got a chance to win this game, which is a little bit over 400 yards. But I think they're going to let it fly. They've had a little bit of time. They've had time to scout Ole Miss. They want to slow the game down, but I think some shots can be taken. So I really think there's an opportunity for Vandy to seal the deal here and throw the ball and let Ken Seals do his thing. He was in practice the whole time. He was not one of the players who was gone. So he's had some time. He's had some very valuable reps. It's a double bye week, basically. And the majority of the offense has been there. We heard from Derek Mason on Tuesday that Javion Marlowe, Jaden Harrison, and Devin Boddy are all back with the team out of what we assume is COVID protocol. He doesn't say whether or not it is. They haven't been identifying individual players. But Marlowe is, as we've discussed before, the best running back on the team. And we haven't had a game where Marlowe and Keon Henry Brooks have played together. Marlowe played the first two. Henry Brooks played the third. Those guys will be splitting the carries if Marlowe is back available and conditioned to play in the game. Then Devin Boddy, who was hurt, came back, then had a COVID absence last game. Some speed at the receiver position. Hopefully we see him. Please, hopefully we see Devin Boddy. Hopefully he's able to play, and hopefully he is used for Vandy this weekend. And then Jaden Harrison, who must have been absent with COVID. He did play in the last game, so he must have been one of the players who was contact traced or tested positive in between the South Carolina game, which was the last game for Vandy, and then the announcement 2 days after that game of the Mizzou game being postponed. Derek Mason said he's back as well. So we're looking forward to seeing those guys, and those are big weapons for Vandy if they do want to try and, as Amy Poehler said, seal the deal. And make sure that the seal deal does not fall through. Lane Kiffin, funny guy. He's the coach of Ole Miss now. Vandy has faced him plenty of times across the SEC. He is now the coach of Ole Miss, and he took to Twitter earlier this week complaining about SEC officiating and had a little bit of trouble with the math for what fine he's going to have to pay. And it reminded me of somebody else who is also a little bit out of touch with how currency works. As we bring back the Arrested Development Reference of the Week.
Don't you judge me. You're the selfish one. You're the one who charged his own brother for a Bluth frozen banana. I mean, it's one banana, Michael. What could it cost? $10?
You've never actually set foot in a supermarket, have you?
I don't have time for this.
How much could a banana cost? Lucille Bluth has no idea. And Lane Kiffin wanted to pay his fine in pennies. And he said, where can I find 25,000 pennies? Then corrected himself and said 250,000 pennies. Then in a third tweet in the thread, corrected himself again and said 2.5 million pennies. I guess the fine was $25,000 then? Yeah, it was a $25,000 fine for complaining about the officiating. And he's tweeted, sorry, Knox, college fun gone, and Knox is his son. The Lane Train. We will see what percentage of a mask he has on his face this weekend. In the Bama game, it was like 15% of one. It was like I don't know if we ever found this out for sure. It had DK Metcalf's name and number on it. I think it was just like, guys, like, we're going on the field. Like, I need something to cover my face with. I don't have a mask, and I've been told to wear a mask, even though it's not really enforced. But they're like, oh, one of DK Metcalf's old do-rags is sitting around. Put that on your face. I don't know if we ever found out if that's what happened or not, but the lane train is rolling through, and that's always a good time. How much could a $25,000 fine cost? 25,000 pennies? Incredible. The double Arrested Development reference of the week. Got some Jessica Walter, some Amy Poehler, some Will Arnett. And now, since it's game week again, so many traditions here on game week. Here on the Thursday edition of the Anchored Out podcast. Clyde the Clyde Avant. They're from your home state of Mississippi. Who's the Vanderbilt football team playing this week?
Hottie totty gosh almighty them revs, y'all.
Hottie totty gosh almighty them revs, y'all. Clyde the Glide says it himself. This is one of my favorites from the Glide SEC team's rundown from the SEC basketball tournament a couple years ago. Hottie totty gosh almighty. One more time from Senatobia's own Clyde the Glide Avant. Hey, Glide, who's Vandy football playing this week?
Hottie totty gosh almighty them revs, y'all.
Hottie totty gosh almighty them revs, y'all. Should be a fun one. Vandy and Ole Miss, 3 o'clock Central Time on Saturday. It's on the SEC Network. Dave Neal, DJ Shockley, and Don Davenport will be the TV announcers. You can hear it on 93.3 FM. That's 93.3 Classic Hits here in Nashville. The radio broadcast with Joe Fisher, Norman Jordan, and Kevin Ingram. One of our sister stations here at 102.5 The Game. Thanks again to Andre Mintz for joining us. Thanks to Sarah Fetters, Vandy Football SID, for making those weekly player interviews happen. We had a big baseball interview on the last episode on Monday, 30-minute interview with senior outfielder Cooper Davis. If you follow Vanderbilt baseball and have not listened to that interview, you should. We talked about just about everything from the fall season. Really enjoyed talking to Cooper, who is one of the senior leaders on this 2021 Vandy baseball team as they played their intra-squad series and wrapped up their fall sessions. Now, 2 weekends ago, as we get further and further away. Normally, I keep track of time by the football game, but there have been no football games. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Radio.com. I believe we are other places as well. I say this in a lot of episodes, and no one has ever tweeted me about it, so I think we're doing okay. But if you listen to your podcasts normally anywhere that we are not, tweet at me at Max Hurst Talks and let me know. I believe we've got all the major ones covered. I mostly use Apple Podcasts with a side of Spotify and Stitcher to listen to podcasts when I listen. So I don't know if there are any others out there that we're missing, but if there are, please let me know. That's all we've got. We'll be back to recap the Ole Miss game on Monday. Really looking forward to Vandy football being back on the field. Have a good, safe Halloween. Derek Mason said he's dressing up as a football coach and going back home to hand out candy after the 3 o'clock game. Good one, Coach. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. It's the Anchor Down Podcast on ESPN. 102.5 The Game.
Did you say seals? We'll be right back.